Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. I'd like to begin with, and I froze up a little bit. There's some. Excuse me. I'm kind of used to the last couple of weeks, a little problem jumping in. I'm waiting for the problem to jump in, and it's smooth sailing, thanks to Allah. So we begin with Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Forgive me. So this week, as always, we want to talk to you about building, establishing, working together, pulling ourselves together from what we know, not from what we don't know. When we look at what Allah gives to us, He gives to every human being, to every people, guidance, His words. It doesn't make a difference if a person, I'm saying just on a general level, if a person is reading from the Bible or from the Quran or not from any scripture at all, we have to believe man, as anything else in creation, is taught by the things that are in the environment they're in. You can be in a bad environment and learn to do good because Allah will show you the good. When I'm speaking to right now is most of us. even before we came into Islam, in any form, Nation of Islam or otherwise. We had some measure of suggestion of good given to us from just watching our parents. And if it wasn't directly with our father and mother, I was blessed I had that. Many of us, more of us are blessed with that than not, having a father and a mother that gives good example. But even if you have it in your house, when you step out your door and you mingle with other people, you begin to see what good looks like. And I don't mean just because somebody got on some special clothes or driving a car and you're not. I don't mean it like that. Allah speaks to us through the creation. That's my point. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to the masjid. You don't have to go to the temple or synagogue to learn from Allah. Allah don't need those fixtures. Now, we need them, though. But he don't need them to talk to us, call our attention to what's right. He don't have to teach us with pain, you know, putting fear in us. When we look at the environment, our nature is created in obedience first. Every human being is created like that. Allah didn't leave a message for us. We're getting it here in the late 1900s, so to speak, or even the early, if he was around with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was first in charge. He don't leave us just wandering through earth. Humanity, I'm talking about, don't just picture me and you. Humanity, waiting on someone to come, give us a message, and then we're on the right track. We get it as an infant. We got it in us from the beginning. The guidance works immediately. Me and you, we didn't see ourselves as babies, as infants, but somebody else saw us. But think about the ones that you may have seen. When we look at that baby grows naturally. That baby started walking when Allah calls it to walk. But it learns first. It follows the guidance. It watches the person, usually the mother, picking it up, responding to it, knowing which cry it is that that child is letting out, the parent, the mother particularly. God has given this blessing to her particularly, the woman. I'm saying it in this way to say we don't need religion direct to do the right thing. Respect to our women. That's a natural, a little bit about the Arabs in the time of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon them. I seen immediately they were ignorant. Ignorant. They will kill their baby girls because they were girls. Mm. They didn't want no grandchildren. When you think about it, they didn't know it. That wasn't fresh on their mind, clear to them. But if they got rid of a generation, got rid of all the girls, how will they keep their families going? And I don't mean incest. He don't have a daughter so he can have a child through a daughter. You know that ain't the way it works. That suggestion. It's Shaitan saying that. But I'm saying for your neighbor who may have a son, if you got all sons and he got all sons, the people up the street, all sons, everybody got sons, all of them. Just say that happened 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years straight, nothing but boys was born. How you going to get any more children? Well, that's what they were asking for. They didn't want no girls. They find out they got a daughter, and it's like an insult to them, and they would kill the child. They won't remind you and me how ignorant they were. But the Prophet said, prayers and peace be upon them. Every time Islam comes back to the humanity, it will come to the most ignorant. Not ignorant, you know, you silly and stupid and dancing all down the street, hollering out stuff. Not just that kind of ignorance, but just ignorant in life. Now, I'm going to talk about us in a minute. In the time of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, they were so ignorant, I repeat, they were so ignorant that they got rid of their daughters because they were girls. If there was a boy, they would have let him live. But they killed the girl, went into a woman to make the child, even if they forgot what their mother had to go through to have them. Go into a woman and don't realize, we don't realize as men, that's what they should have been saying. That if we kill off all our girls, we ain't going to have no more children. So there won't be no girls to have no children. No girls to grow up to be women. Now, we got a similar problem, African-American descendants of slaves. It's not a physical killing we do. We kill the belief that one of our own can lead us.
Mm-hmm.
You got people, they go learn from foreigners. Our brothers, they are brothers. I'm not denying that. Because they learn from the foreigner, no African-American can teach them anything. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and think, look at the guidance of Allah. The man, we know, ain't no knowledge came to no African-American back in 1897 when he was born. They were still trying to keep everything enslaved or slave-like. You didn't have to be a slave. When slavery was over, they wanted you to still remain slave-like. Then he got a third-grade education, and we know today we can't go nowhere with a third-grade education. With all this technology around and everything, it's not enough to take the child and make him the man that he should be. But we, even today, in 2023, we got too many of us that look at each other and figure that we can't learn nothing from this N-word or dumb N-word or MF N-word. We put all kinds of things there secretly to just stop us from learning from each other, stop us from sharing and building with each other. We're not following the guidance of Allah. The guidance of Allah tells us He creates the human being and He feeds him. Now, I know every time I sit at the table, every time, since I, as far back as I can remember, I don't remember being on a breast milk. I was too young. I don't remember. But I can remember a long time sitting at the table, eating, feeding myself. Allah ain't talking about just that kind of food. Insights, the guidance of the time of man, the times that he is in. Remember, once upon a time, they didn't have cars. But somewhere along the line, somebody stumbled on how to make a car. But what made them stumble on how to make that car out of metal? Wasn't no metal around. Wasn't no metal yards, you know, or factories where they were developing metal from certain things that they took from earth. That's Allah teaching a man, showing him how to do something. Some have said a piece of lightning hit something mineral on the ground and turned it into metal, and man learned something. Something to that effect. Phones, we got them in our hands. We can see somebody across the world. All that we could do. And when I say we, I want us to know that Allah's words is guidance to the point He guides all of us. There's not a man without guidance from Allah. Not anyone that exists, prophet, messenger, none. It doesn't make a difference what they are, what color their skin are. But here we today suffer just like the idiots of the time of Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, who buried their daughters alive. Many of us, we've buried children. They were born dead. That's common sense. You can't put life in them.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they were burying them. These wise men that come and teach us today come from a generation of ignorant people that would bury their daughters, something that will be an abomination to most of us. We couldn't see ourselves doing that. I'm going to kill my little daughter, but she's a girl. I wanted a boy. I don't care how much we want a boy. We ain't going to kill our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Allah's showing us something. Not hate. He just, don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm talking on the other side of the street. I'm saying that Allah puts guidance for man to grow up. not just to be a man, but to be an insight for the humanity. And Allah calls it in the Quran, the mercy to humanity. In Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Not on him, not how he looked. I remember someone telling me one time, you need to grow a beard. I was 30-some years old almost when I got the first show of hair anywhere except on my head and my eyebrows. So how was I going to grow a beard? I'm struggling now to have one, but not because I want to look like somebody, just to have a beard. It looks pretty good on me, I think. It ain't much hair, but I like it. You know what I mean? I like the fact that I can grow a little mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't grow nothing for a long time, almost 30 years old. Definitely no side hair on my face or sideburns or anything like that. I couldn't do that. I got a little fuzz over my lips when I was about 28. Couldn't even call it a mustache because you couldn't tell much of was on there, on my lip, to be a mustache. But that's just me. But I'm saying Allah teaches us. In this day and time, you and I have to recognize that when Allah gives guidance, he gives it to every man, every woman that exists. We can see the people with autism and other ailments that come through life that made us call them handicapped. And we didn't do it with you handicapped and make it sound dirty. We recognize that, you're going to push that child or do something. No, it's not normal. It's not, the child's handicapped. We respect that. But at the same time, the rest is not. Well, we have a different disorder as majority. I don't think it's a majority of us. But too many of us, we don't want to believe God gives the black man anything, especially this black man in America. We may say, well, we'll listen to the African. The African don't treat us well.
No respect.
They don't have no respect because they see us as down on the bottom. I think they love us. I think if there's any people on earth as a group that wanted to get close to us, I would think in time it would be our brothers from over Africa. But initially, they get the same story everybody else got. Something dirty about us. But it's all dealing with that slave that we were made.
Right.
It ain't that we can't get nothing done. But the worst part about living the way we live is that we give little value to ourselves. You can have a good thing to do, and we'll sometimes question each other rather than listening and seeing how can we help. Stand on the corner and want to build a house. And I got everything I need to build a house, but I don't know how to build it. It may take a long time for a person that looked like me to walk up and say, you want me to help you? I know how to take and stack those things right there. I don't know what they call, but I know how to stack those things to put walls up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, I know how to take a little thing over there like that and run water through it. So all the things that exist with any man exist with us. I'm appealing to all of us to look at the model community that the Imam talked about. He didn't give us no architectural drawing for that. But he's telling us, build a community. Do some good, not only help those who are coming after us, or us alone, but it also will put him in a good place in heaven. Any good we do, individually, our parents sharing it, but they taught us. This is a promise from Allah, and this promise is not just to everybody else, it's to us too. Our difficulty, I believe, right now, and most imams, and I got to say imams, I'm an imam, I'm sitting there and I'm watching how we do things. Most imams will say not them, and I pray you're right. But we all got to work on this condition that we got, that we think we should pull ourselves from what we are to look like what somebody else is. Allah tells us nothing in the Quran that look like somebody else. Instead, he tells us to work like someone else. Follow the guidance like someone else. And he points to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, as the final picture of a human being showing us the way. As a prophet, as a messenger of his. We'll meet some more messengers. No question about it. One that we'll definitely, all of us will meet one day is the messenger of death.
Mm-hmm.
One that come and get rid of us.
Mm-hmm.
Babies are born. They're meeting the messenger of life. And there's others that will help. I'm not going to sit here and act like I can name every type of messenger could come. But what I do want to say is that in this day and time, 2023, if we got another day here or if we got years here, we need to get back to work like we did once upon a time in what was known around the country, around the world, as the Nation of Islam. We're not talking about doing something that haven't been heard of. It's been heard of, even in America, under other groups. People from other nationalities, communities have been built. It wouldn't be the first time a community has been built. We're going to work to have a type of Zoom, either the second, third week of August. We were supposed to do it this month, but we're getting little to no response yet that people will respond or they're talking to someone for us to get together. The first part of actually talking about establishing a model community is for those who can be involved in making it happen, talking about it. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about leaders in what they do. That includes the imams, that include educators, that include doctors, both whether it's natural, those who they may not call themselves doctors, but they serve in what was natural, and then you have those who deal with the areas such as the hospital-type medications or healings of people, et cetera, through surgery, they do these things. We need every kind of person in groups. I'm talking about big groups. Because we're talking about from each avenue, what do a model community look like? What will it look like in us putting it together? How will it stand? And we need the voice of those leaders to discuss things first. We need Shura Bainahum with us first. So we'll know that when we get ready to do the convention, the real convention, to invite people from all over to come and listen and jump on board to build the first and continue to build model communities around this United States of America at the minimum. Those things have to be handled with people that have the brainstorming ability. I'm putting out that those of AM 360, community-wide Shura Council, be the brain bank for that, to help us zoom in and talk to each other, help us set up conventions and talk to each other, and share. Why? Because they have handled over these years, worked on things to show that they can coordinate things for us as a community. It's just that we, the leaders, many of us, we don't take the message and go do nothing with it. We need help wherever we at. I don't care. The strongest man, we need help. We're not by ourselves struggling. It's all of us. If we can't build the model, it's because the model didn't come together. We are the model. Muhammad the Prophet is the model for all of humanity. I, you, or any other. We can't say we're the model in America for our people, but we can come together as a model.
Mm-hmm.
We can. Do you think I started off speaking about how we, our problem, is that we look at others
That's a slave sickness. The slave master's been over us 400 and some years, and we still have that sickness that somebody else's ice is always colder than ours. Today, we got a chance to make our own ice, our own steel, our own glass, our own wood furnishes for properties, our own concrete for pavement, bricks, et cetera, our own cars, our own phones. We can open any factory and have the wealth come through our hands for our own people. We can establish those through education that will lead in America to shut down some of this ugly noise that's been leading in America, built on lies. We all know, we can see clearly, you build some on lies, everybody with you become a liar. There's no blessing in that. And I don't have to call the man's name, Arch. We know what he looked like. But he ruined the leadership of America. I thank Allah for hearing what Mike Pence said. That's his first name, Mike, Vice President. Yeah. What he said. He'd rather be loyal to what he's supposed to be loyal to for the people rather than give his loyalty to the one man who has made lying in the White House a pattern to be accepted. You got to change that. It's time, I don't mind saying things openly. I don't mind saying, here I come.
Mm-hmm.
We got to prepare. We got to have in our schools and everywhere else civics, the study of civics, to lead this country. It should not be where we feel like we can't lead it. My father told me when I was 10, when I looked at a little piece of paper and read some things on it, and I said, Dad, I could do this. He said, sure you can. I know you can. One day you will do that. You'll do exactly what he did. The stuff that was written on the paper was from Thomas Jefferson. It took me a few years to recognize that my father was saying, one day you could be the president. Now, my father wasn't talking to, at that time, Harry Mims. But what he was talking to is that we should have the confidence that we could do what others do. It didn't make me feel like, oh, I could just jump up and be it. And I think I'd be a good president. And ain't no question about it. I ain't gonna take no vote on it, but I think I can do it. So we're going to take a PSA right now.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. At this time, I'd like to read from the Holy Quran, four verses, Surah Al-Nisa. Allah's name must have been a benefactor, must have been a redeemer. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from them twain scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Fear Allah, to whom ye demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wounds that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. To the orphans, restore their property when they reach their age, nor substitute your worthless things for their good ones, and devour not their substance by mixing it up with your own, for this is indeed a great sin. If ye fear that ye shall not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. But if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one or a captive that your right hand possess that would be more suitable to prevent you from being, from doing injustice. And give the woman on marriage the dower as a free gift. But if they of their own good pleasure remit any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it with right good cheer. Surely Allah speaks the truth in this
Quran. Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. And those that are listening, if you have a question, a statement, suggestion, whatever, touch the one on your phone so we'll see your hand, the symbol that says that you want to come in, you want to say something, and we will actually bring you in. And if I don't see it on my studio board, then I'm praying that Imam Hamid or one of the others will see it, and when they see it, call my attention to it, and we'll bring them right in also. So to continue where we're going, as I said, I'm not here saying anything that we all can't see. The Nation of Islam, one of the strongest bodies of Islam in America, still is. We're not practicing strength, but it still is. Where's our strength? Our strength is in our numbers. Not a gang. We never was a gang. Our strength was in our numbers, and our numbers were that we were obedient across the country in the same way. We love being with each other. But today we've mixed it to a degree that we find disfavor with each other from time to time. Part of that mixture is we forget who we are. This message is not a message for just us as a people, just like it wasn't just for Arabs. It's for everybody, but you first got to be you. You have to love yourself. I've said a number of times on this platform and others, and just talking in the streets of people. Once upon a time, this Nation of Islam, under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, this man who had grown old, showing us his insights from being able to study just a little bit as a youngster, third grade. But he was able to put a picture forward of making progress for us. He didn't go around every masjid, every temple, and said, no, do it like this. No, do it like this. There was a caring in this body for each other enough that words circulated, and we pretty much worked in our places, and not knowing it, but many times outdid each other to cause the race to go on further. Top of the clock, 12, temple number 12, Philadelphia, where we live. We took pride in that. We sold papers. We outdid some of the bigger cities. We're not the top in large cities. I think we're in the top 5, definitely in the top 10. But we made the challenge a challenge. We used to move in a manner that when we talk to people about not committing any crimes around the temple or around Muslims or this or that, watch your mouth, et cetera, it was respected. Why? Because they saw a body working. They didn't see a threat. We didn't carry guns. They didn't see us like that. They saw the respect that we had for each other, and it showed them how to have it for themselves as well. Today, the respect don't look like it's there that much. It's almost like subtly, some want to forget where we came from. I came from my mother and my father, David Mims and Georgie B. Mims. Now, who did that? My father, my mother, no, Allah. We came through a door as the Nation of Islam by Allah's permission. Everybody. But those of us that was there, that was an invitation from Allah. As the day, people coming into Islam, it's an invitation. But as a community, what do you have to offer? What are we showing that is a proof? Especially today, those of us, we were somewhat, in a good way, king of the streets. Our sisters walked down the street. Even the drunk was straightened up. Excuse me, sister. Sister don't even know that, what he's talking about. But she was kind. No problem, brother. She wasn't no scared person. And she wasn't insulting. Our goal was to attract people to serve God, serve Allah. Practice Islam. Today, guns are dropped in our neighborhood. And I've heard, and I'm sure many of you heard, around the country, many of us heard. The Christian society said, where's the Muslims? Where's the help from the Muslims? Now, we're not servants for anybody else, but they saw what we had as a body of people can clean up the streets. As I said last week, Christian preachers in Philly and around the country that mimicked in a good way what we did. We had our market. They opened up your market, I believe it was. If ours was yours, I forget, it was a long time.
Yours. That's your market.
Reverend Leon Sullivan, right here in Philly. Open up your market, because we used to even joke about it. You know what I mean? His congregation didn't want him to say that he was following Elijah Muhammad because he was a Christian preacher. But they had to acknowledge the Muslims. And it made them, as Christians, even stand up straighter because they could stand up straight. We're not to down them. We let other people come and tell us to down the Christians, their kuffar, Catholics, all this old kind of stuff because they're not Muslims. We know you can't come into Islam without Allah inviting you. But Allah does say in the Quran, it's not Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. This is Allah who says in the Quran, nearest to you in faith is the Christian. Now, who is he talking to if he's not talking to the Muslim? So how will we let someone come into our society and teach us to dislike our people, to look like them? Or I'm act like an Arab. And my brothers and sisters from Arabs, I'm not downing all of them. That's not my intent. My intent truly is, though, to get us to think for ourselves. Allah didn't leave us without a thinking cap. Every human being got a thinking cap. Some are bigger than others, but every one got one. Watch a child that got autism. You can see that. Why Allah allowed them to be limited may be a lesson to us. But if you help them along, you go to many stores, markets, big markets, you see some of them in there working. And they may talk a little different or whatever. That wasn't to make fun of them. That's to show the power of God. But how are we supposed to treat ourselves right if we'll let someone come in and infiltrate with us, telling us how to see God when God himself tells us how to see him in Quran? He's not a God of the Arabs. I have to say it this way because we did believe that God in Christianity was the God of white folks and not ours. As slaves coming out of slavery, many believed in God still. But there was too many that felt that that was the white man God. And I know some of them were saying Jesus, but they was calling him God. I can't call Jesus God. He's a messenger. He's a man like me. But the Creator himself did not put us in the earth to deny us. But we have to work together to get our share. If we don't work together, we lose. If we don't pull ourselves together and build, it would be nice to get, what was that money called from slavery? Reparations?
Reparations.
It would be nice to get that. I don't know what I'll do with a mule, a horse or a mule they give me because I ain't got no stable. 40 acres of mule. I'll do something, though. Guarantee
trying,
that.
You're trying to come but, monetary value to it.
Yeah. But the bottom line is we can't wait on that. Right. Allah has given us the old earth to work on.
But we have to have our respect. And what I'm appealing to in this conversation today is our ability, men, women, who are leaders. And when I say leaders, I don't mean with a title. Automatically, as a man and a woman, you're a leader. You may get a position in the world that make you a different type of leader, authoritative. Yeah, so those things work, but they work best in the way that Allah designed them. If I could use my voice to get stuff off the street that will harm humanity, I did a good thing. If I just want to get things off the street that save blacks, knowing whites or others will get hurt, unless I'm in a war with them, and I ain't in no war, my reward is greater from Allah if I was saving humanity. And I have to know that. It's the reason why Allah is Islam. And we don't need nobody from overseas, you know what I mean, to tell us, give us a definition of why. Don't you live Islam yourself? And when we say we serve Allah, even, what Allah needs from us? This service that has been ordained to us is for ourselves and humans like us. I've seen some brothers like to get things from people outside of our body or our people to express more Islam out of nothing. Why did Allah make us Muslims? Now he's going to ask the question like Allah told him but didn't tell nobody else. Why did he make us Muslims? Well, saying the word right, the term Muslim draws me closer to victory in this life and the next life. So Allah didn't create us, I would say, he didn't create us to punish us. And as I often say, you got to be a hell of a fella to go to hell. He gives you too many blessings. And that's easy for me to say. You got to be a hell of a fella to go to hell. As I like to quote, Allah says, if you did a pound of wrong, your punishment for that is a pound. Pound of good, he gives you rewards, and he don't count. He keep giving rewards for that good you did. Now, somebody rather take the bad and do the bad to get the punishment, even though it's equal, I don't think we can stand the pain. That was a song one back in the day. I can't stand the pain. So, yeah, no, pain. You can't stand the pain, I think. It could be rain, but it's... Yeah. So my point is this here. We have to learn to work together. We have to suggest the help that I think I'm calling for, appealing to. It's not money. We're going to get the money. That's going to come, God willing. The building of the society, the community, is going to come. But what we have to do is see that Allah is given to us exactly what he's given to someone else. Somebody want to learn Arabic? Do that. Learn it. Don't just learn Quranic Arabic. Learn to have a conversation. Learn to be able to go amongst them. Learn Spanish. If you're good at learning language, learn some of the languages, Mandarin, one of the Orientals' tongue that they speak. That's the, that's like, what's that? What's the term with African that we were supposed to speak? What you call Swahili? Yeah, Swahili was, I believe it's that's the one. Swahili was the term to say that you speak in Arabic, but everybody can speak it as a common speech. So Mandarin is for the Orientals, common for those that are Korean, Chinese, Japanese, that all of them can speak that. We need our children to be educated, knowing those languages before they get out of the sixth grade, so they can communicate wherever they go. Take that inferior complex out of their heart before they even get to the sixth grade. Build our community. So they don't have to go rob and steal or be hungry or whatever the case may be, because we got businesses in our own community. Our whole life has to be about seeing that what Allah gave us and what we're going to do with it. We sit around hungry. All of us that seen, especially those of us who've seen the growth of the nation of Islam. Not taking anything away from when the Imam came in. But we've seen the growth that we got from what I call the spiritual mothers. Then we were turned over by Allah's permission to the spiritual father, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And that growth gave us the ability to walk around the world, even if we don't physically go to another land, to study it, to look at people, and see that people are just like us. Why are we coming out of slavery seeing the white man as a god over us? And I'm not talking against whites, but they ain't our gods. Then turn around because someone was born in the religion overseas, they have more insight or more knowledge on how to serve God than us. Every human being has the same amount. Watch every baby that walks. It ain't the parent that's making them walk. It's God. It's Allah. It's the creator. However a person calls it. All that reward belongs to him. And it is belonging to him. It tells us he gives every individual, every person, every people, male and female, the same gifts to get up and do something himself. We're behind time, but it's going to get done if it pleases Allah. I could die today. I've had heaven all my life. I pray to live a long time. I pray everybody that's living right now, live long and see this work done, that we all join in on. But we need to appeal to our imams. Find that unity again. You go in too many masjids. The Arabs are running the masjid. Why? But they speak Arabic. When I go in, I feel like, you know, I remember the battle of the groups, the temptations, and four tops, and the miracles, and, you know, all of them. When I go to various masjids, I see the competition of who can speak Arabic the best. You ain't talking to us then. And Allah says in the Quran, teach the people in their own language so they don't have they won't be able to say they didn't understand. It would be proper, the reality, it would be proper that if a person's going to talk in the English language, then you know we know you're talking to us. And some of our own people say, no, you got to talk in Arabic. Find it in the Quran. Well, you got to talk in Arabic. Allah has given Arabic the superiority in language. And I agree. There's roots to those languages, any language, that we may not just know. But they're not alienated. Those roots are not alienated from humanity and only given to one part of the humanity. Every language can reach the voice and the tone and understanding. God is God by himself. Allah's two words, Al-Illah, the God. We can understand that. And if we love him in Arabic, English, Spanish, whatever the case, Allah know it. Our people are desperate to hear and see themselves benefit. And I don't mean they desperate like they thirsty, but they need to see the model. The motto of our brotherhood stood out more than anything. They didn't get Arabic. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad very seldom spoke Arabic. Imam Muhammad, knowing Arabic, said by his teacher to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that Wallace, he know meaning. I think he came from or was born over there. You know what? He gave them special kudos to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad about his two youngest sons. But the Imam himself knew we couldn't just be in a room with Arabic because we'd be glorifying the Arabic and not understanding what he's saying. Allah gave us languages for a reason. I would accept that we need Arabic if we can find something that Allah says, just speak Arabic when you're talking to me. Even if he just said that, just when you're talking to me. Speak Arabic. He don't say that. In other words, when you praying to me, just speak Arabic. And I know many of us know the Arabic, But sometimes we don't say certain surahs, certain parts of a surah. And we may ourselves forget the terms of what it actually means. Will we be wrong to say it then in English? What I want to say to my Lord? Or am I just saying a prayer that I don't know what I'm saying? Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I love you. And can't say it in English. Only can say it in Arabic. And when I freeze in Arabic, I don't know what to say. No. Allah has no problem knowing what's on our heart before we say it. He has no problem knowing what we're going to open our mouth and say before we say it. He knows before we wake up in the morning what we're going to do that day. And I believe that. And I believe he empowered us, this African-American people, not to be selfish. Matter of fact, like I say, one of my best, one of the ayahs I love very much. I've repeated almost at least 3, 4, 5 times a day. The only way I don't repeat it as much, because I ain't around nobody. But that is, when the victory comes, that's Allah telling in the Quran, telling every human being, you're going to have the victory. That's God talking. That ain't me and you talking. He literally means every human being will get every body of people will get the victory. When the victory comes, stay humble. Lord, don't go showing off. I told you I was going to be on the top. I told you I was going to run this thing. Stay humble. Stay in prayer. And don't do to them what they did to you. Don't step up on their shoulder and push them down with your foot like you're better than them because you've been elevated to a position. And that's what most people do to us. When they look up, and I'm not spreading hatred. I care for human beings, trust me, male and female. And if it pleases Allah, and when I'm around anybody, even animals, I'm gonna be truthful. I'm gonna be honest. Why? Because it's Allah that see me. If nobody else see me, whether they looking in the wrong direction, slightly blind, or whatever the case is, Allah see me. And when I say me, I'm not talking about Wali Bilal. I'm talking about us. I'm in that me. But I'm talking about us. We need to put the love back into each other. We need to work to build the model community that will show in these United States how the temples came out. That was a model community. Remember, we used to call them communities. Temple number one, temple number two, three, four, five, all the way up. And I'm proud to say that we right here, we was temple number 12, had a good record in support of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But there also was a time we slipped. And in that slipping, we made a bad picture. Allah gave us a chance. He brought us to Islam. The purpose of the nation, we completed that. We were supposed to go only so far with that. And Allah gave us a picture. Imagine us getting the picture that we see of Islam today when we first got it in the 30s from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We'd have been enslaved by other Muslims from around the world. We'd have been, look how, and don't beat up, try to do like I do. I can look at the ugly without calling it all ugly. Just look at how ugly the people was, the companions. We pray for them. We pray for Allah's forgiveness to be upon them. But look how ugly they was up to the last days of the prophet. He had to tell them. They would talk about Bilal so much. Oh, black Bilal. He told them, all of y'all black, man. Everybody's black. All us black.
Right.
Well, you just ain't nothing but old slave, Bilal. Hey, I heard Bilal's footsteps going into the heaven before ours, before I got there. How could that be, they would say? Prophet just messing around. He's just joking. Prophet didn't hear that. But Allah did. And he repeated it in another way. In other words, just because you, me, whoever, got religion in our heart, it don't mean we changed our dirty clothes. If I think I'm better, if I'm that kind of person,
Maybe I didn't clean up. Maybe I'm still dirty, because that's dirty. What gives me that I'm a imam right here. These two brothers, we love each other. Been knowing each other for years. My office as an imam ain't bigger than them. And if I act like I ain't their brother, if they don't walk away, then I'm going to wonder what's wrong with them. And they ain't going to never treat me as like I'm not their brother. They ain't looking at me like, you know, I watched Imam Muhammad. I was close to him over a period of time. He would not let you carry his bag. Anybody that's been close to him know that he don't let you just carry stuff with him. No, I got it. And if you try to pull it, he's going to tell you, brother, get on out of here, man. I told you, I got my bag. Get my bag. Meaning he didn't want to treat anybody like as if he's the big to do and the rest of you are little people. And that's what we have to pick up. Most of us, we got that from our father and mother. Some didn't. Some, the father walked in the house and he was the king. Mom had to be the servant and had to get everybody else to serve. No, that ain't the world that we're supposed to live in. We love everybody. We love each other, the family. We love each other. We have to bring the character into play that get us to build without giving our good credit. Allah's not going to let it happen, but we will. Our good credit of building, we're going to give it to someone else. There are groups right here in Philadelphia, Farnborn, who said they started the Islamic growth here in Philadelphia, in America. I had to stand up in the Majlis meeting, Imams meeting. Why are you sitting there? I asked them, sitting straight in front of them. Didn't expect them to say that, but they said it. Why are you saying something like that? That you brought Islam. I have to say the name of the group, CARE. I didn't say I don't care. The group is called CARE here in Philadelphia. And I said something like this went on about at least 3-4 years ago. Why are you saying you brought Islam to America? You just came into the city just about a year ago. They didn't answer it. And got a few of our brothers and sisters on that group, didn't say nothing. You going to come in and own us? Allah owns us. Allah owns everything. No, we established Islam in America. There were Arabs that came here in America. Dearborn is full of Arabs. That build a nice little township. They can claim that, as far as I know. But they didn't come in and be with us. They didn't come share with us. They didn't bring Islam to our community. They stayed there. We went all over America, into the ghettos, into the bars, into the problem places that was destroying our people. But we're going to stand back and let someone else teach us. Oh, brother, you sound like you're teaching. I ain't teaching no hate. I'm teaching thinking. I'm going to let my child act like he's the son of somebody else's father. I mean, you know, that's over it, but I'm the father. No, I can't do that. We can't do that. We're not because somebody won't allow us to come and take their place. We can't do it because that's not what Allah wants us to do. Allah does not give to us for someone else to take from us. That means you're still asleep or scared. If you're scared, you're scared of the wrong thing because Allah can say, because I'm God. And I don't scare you. I guide you. Think about that. All the power he got, he don't scare anybody. And if it's something to be afraid of, there you go. But instead, he guides us all. But our people too quickly, and I believe it's a overflow of slave treatment, and we feel somebody else got to be above us. We failed to the point that all of us were slaves. Okay, no big thing. Allah's designed and he brought us out of it and brought us to Islam. So we need to see ourselves building together. Work. I'm not saying come to Philadelphia and work with me. No, work in your right in the zone you're in. To tighten each up, the imams that you know. Be yourself. Ain't that what the Honorable Imam said? Stand up and be yourself. What is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim. He didn't say righteous black Muslim, righteous man Muslim, righteous woman Muslim, a righteous Muslim. one sitting, submitting your will, your good will, to the will of what Allah called us to. And let's establish the languages, particularly, should be taught by people who know those languages. So that means we want our brothers and sisters involved from other nationalities to help get the language clear. But at the same time, we got to learn it so we can teach our own. We ain't got to always have someone come in teaching us. They can get a job, but we have to be able to carry our weight because there's too much stigma in the world. Just because you ain't been around there, don't think it ain't there. Too much stigma in the world that people feel that we are the lowest thing on earth if you're dark. You go to Hodge. And dark African Americans, they are treated bad.
Real bad.
And we could be standing next to them and say something, and they hear the English, and they say, I'm Ricky.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm an American. Oh, sorry, brother. Look around at our Nigerian brother, black is cool also.
They respect them too?
Well, there's some of them that they don't. Many of the Africans, they don't respect.
Nigerians, they do.
Yeah, well, they might do some. But the bottom line is, why are you displacing anybody if you Muslim?
Especially
on high. People to their Lord, and you're going to treat them bad. So, no, don't treat them bad when they come here to America. But let us be strong enough to be an example. Allah did not make us know people. Between us going all the way back to when the prophet went to Yatrib. Started off in Becca, which is today's Mecca, Yatrib, today's Medina. He didn't make no people be another people, or he didn't call for another people. Allah did not make that. Sent a message that would be good for all of humanity. And then they ran the prophet out of Becca, his own brothers and sisters, not blood brothers and sisters, but people of that community. Then he went to Yatrib, today's Medina, and the message went on, kept on going, Persia, you know, and many other places. And today it's here in America. And our poor brothers and sisters who get with people from abroad and want to say they're not American. Why? I know you're ashamed to be American. Allah gave us America to live on. Every people, find out where Adam was born. And it started after Adam, it started with what we call Eve or Hawa. Every people since then starts with coming from him. And then coming from him, they begin to spread all over the world and live all over the world. And whatever part of the earth they're in, how did it get named? Same thing happened with America. It got named. We ain't American because we think that's some kind of sin to say you're American, especially if you're black and you're Muslim. I asked some imams here in Philadelphia, good imams, supposed to be knowledgeable imams. And they kept saying it around me. Yeah, I ain't no American either. Well, I'm going to come to your message one day, sit with you, and I want you to tell me what you are. He was saying it in front of all the imams as if he thought I was going back down. He's talking to the wrong person. I run pit bulls back. You know what I mean? So, you know, pit bulldogs. That ain't no problem. You know what I mean? Anyway, one day I went to his message. The first day he didn't show up. Next day I went. He sat there, and I sat right there knee to knee to him. His back was against the wall. I said, tell Imam Bilal what you are if you're not American. So I can go back and tell all the people that say they with me, Imam so-and-so said, we're not Americans and this is what we are. He couldn't answer. I said, come on, you got to know what you are. He couldn't answer. Then finally he said, well, no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, I'm just on vote and everything. I said, well, who make the decisions then? If we don't vote for the town we live in, who's making the decisions? 10 years old, my father read the Bible to me, and he read to me a lot about the different stories of the different prophets. and he read the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was called in the Bible, and the sexual life for the men and the women, homosexuality, was big there. And I asked him, Dad, how did that? He gave me some kind of sense to look at what's happening today. And the thing that made me ask what happened, when the messengers came to take him, his household was the only people that was taken out of was spared from these fires from heaven to the earth and destroyed the city, burnt everybody up. And the only ones that got away was his family, and he was told that your wife, don't look back for your wife, or she ain't gonna make it. The homosexuality. I had to ask my father, how did that happen? Well, look around today, those who are Muslims or anything else, and don't want to be an American, and don't want to be in politics. Who's going to make the decisions for you? We already see the growth. And in that growth, one day we look up and we may have every office filled with somebody that is somewhat distorted, whether it's that way or somewhat some other way. If we don't participate in the way that we should, to lead people, help lead people to what's right, then the wrong world will take over. We'll look up one day and the president will be talking about they got a man and they a man, or they got a woman and they got a woman, and they adopted somebody's child to raise them. And I'm not beating them up. I believe they're human beings that I told the same imams that said this about America, a number of them. They said the prophet said, run him off of a cliff. I said, no, he never said that. I said, what I get from what Allah says to the prophet, Lot, you move your family. Don't worry about it. I got this. Throw it down. So the only question I have for family members or otherwise that take that trail is, how do you see God? And if they say they don't see him, really the conversation is over. But I will direct them before ending the conversation, go to the Bible, go to the Quran, wherever, and read the story of Lot, and then see how you see God. Because that whole story is, don't you, believers, put your hands on them. I got them. And I don't wish that on nobody. But if that's what they want to do, we ain't got no say in it. You know what I mean? They human beings. And there's some Muslims, no, man, they all should die. Why? Why? If Allah didn't say do that. You think Allah need us to get rid of people? No, he don't need that. So I'm asking us to look at ourselves and look at those we know and talk to people to see if they can prepare that when we do this AM 360 program, that may be one of the Wednesdays that I'm on. I spoke to the sisters and she said she'll set it up. And in that being set up, it might be fitting right on one of the Wednesdays that I'm speaking as we are today, and we may be doing a Zoom to discuss the model community. So if you know somebody, you hear this and you know somebody, and that somebody you know, you think they can be helpful in establishing the model community, please say something to them. I see the hand for 727-741.
Assalamu alaikum, Martha
Nyla
here.
Well, alaikum assalam, Sister Martha. How are you?
Praise be to Allah. I am wonderful, and thank you. I was so enjoying the conversation. I wanted to confirm, yes, the Zoom is set to be on whatever date we have. I made sure that the Zoom is open so that many participants can participate. It's set up to 1,000. Yeah. So I think that's well into the number. And then whatever date we set it for, and inshallah, it will go unlimited time. So praise be to Allah. That part is set. The other part is I'm just today preparing a letter to send out to the other areas that you and I discussed, asking,
yes,
you know, those who have foundations such as establishing what they're seeing as a beginning part for community life, whether it's a masjid or whether it's community center or what have you. But we want, I know you're about laying the whole platform out so that it can be what we call community life. So, inshallah.
I appreciate that, my sister.
Alhamdulillah. And, my pleasure.
We look forward to it. Probably this week we'll try to set, I'll call you, and we'll probably set up on a date that we can start announcing it from that point on.
Okay. All right.
That'd
very
be okay.
good. That's
probably
very
before
good.
Sunday.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, and tonight is the 7 o'clock meeting. Remember, inshallah, if you're able.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a, right. Just switch on to the radio program, right?
It will be on the conference call information. If you got your email, I can text it to you though now. Okay.
Yeah. Please do, just in case I don't have it on there. I appreciate it.
All right. Will do. Assalamu alaikum.
Right,
and greetings of peace to your co-host.
Yes.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Have a good one now.
Yeah. Okay. You too.
Yes. Yes. All right. So this is what we're working for. We want to come together across the country and let's build. And that was our sister Martha Nyla's community-wide Shore Conference. She'll be the one that'll be helping and handling. She's doing more than helping, but she's be handling the Zoom possibilities for us once we set the date, which, again, we'll reach out to her between now and Sunday, and we'll confirm the date. And from that point on, we'll be asking everyone to call someone in that you know that has skills of any type that would help establish a model community. We can't do it alone. We need to do it with all of us together, bringing people in. But we need people in that especially have skills. And they don't have to just be building skills. They could be education. They could be the imams. They could be others. And I'm not limited to what it is, because there are people that may have skills. I don't know their skills. So, but collectively, we want to bring about a body of people that voice their opinion, their thoughts on what a community, model community looks like. And sometime after a couple of those meetings, we should be prepared that we can set up a weekend. It may be the beginning of next year. It might not be in this year here, 23. It might be in 24. But wherever it is, whenever it happens, we want to have people by the thousands if we can that'll participate. Maybe we can begin standing a community up or pointing to an area, regardless what town it's in. We can agree to it if it has all the possibilities. And we need, like I said before, we know we don't need land. See, we need to know have somebody that know about land. Make sure the land can be built on, something can be built on it. It's not harmful. And I'm not a person that do that, and many of us are not, but there are people who specialize on finding out if this good earth good enough to build on, or is there a hazard in building in that particular area, because there have been places all over the country that certain hazardous stuff have been put into the earth, and that can come back on you. Building. So we need people that understand environment. We need realtors, because if we're purchasing land, we need those that will step in and handle that. We're going to need lawyers. We're going to need a number of things to actually put it the way it should be. And once we establish one property, then we'll establish others. Sister Martha, I don't know if you tapped it again or your hand still up from the last time. So I'm going to hit the mic again just in case you want to say something.
No, sir. Just mute my phone and I'll press one.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I guess it'll jump over in a minute. There you go. So we want to move forward and maybe take another break, the PSA, and go from there.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum, Nate Muhammad. Just like to read some announcements. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Iman Wale Ayub-Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's. And co-host, Bash Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economic for the African American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self. To build the model community in 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share your comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-170-2297. And that's the announcement, and And I'd just like to compliment on behalf of his topic today that I said it last week that this is our time. The only thing we have to do is organize ourselves and be confident within ourselves to establish our model community. Of course, like I said before, we first have to unite the people. We have to appeal to the people for themselves. Because by them being themselves, they become a stronger person, stronger family, or they have a stronger family, and they have a stronger community, and as well as our society. So everything's going to start from us, or from that one individual. We had a history of society labeling us based on our ethics or our racial or our ethnic group. One person do something, the whole community suffered for it. We want to reverse that. We want to reverse that. Like, if we do something, we held accountable for what we did. Calls you back today. You only have to answer for what you did. So we want to appeal to the people to strengthen themselves and be accountable for their actions. So we can eliminate the bias that we've been encountering through our lifetime and stand up and be heard. So I see the man just came up, so I would like to relinquish it back to him. Thanks again. It's Nate Muhammad.
Thank you, Nate. Once again, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Group for Self. And to continue, we what are our greatest blessings that we have? You can't get blessings from any entity except from Allah.
Okay.
Anybody want to tell us we were off track after looking what Allah blessed us to be in the nation of Islam? Like I said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he wasn't a scholar. We didn't know what scholars was among our people anyway back then.
That's right.
In 1930, he meets a man, Farag Muhammad, and he gets a message. And somebody want to say, yes, he told us he was God. Well, I know through studying my lessons, I didn't get that picture.
Mm.
And those who were there, when he said that God in person, you ever had somebody go to the Rite Aid or the CVS and get your medication? You in person picked it up. You got to get your information as well as the other person. Now, for me, I'm not being facetious with that. I'm saying what I heard. Plus, what was clear, like I said, you're in orientation class. The men was in orientation class. The women had MGT class, which I don't know what went on there, but I would think that they had just as good material as we did. It seems so because we all came out together, like, working for the same goal. But it said that this man, the pitcher, when he returned, you won't know him.
Mm.
He won't look like that. That right there told me God ain't going to be, if I see that man, that ain't God. Brother Jihad would always remind me when one of the things that we used to say, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a prayer to read. Surely I turn myself to thee, O Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. Farag Muhammad had a birthday. Even had a father named Afonso and a mother named Gigi, white woman and a black man that gave him birth. That ain't God. So, yes, somebody might not have understood the lesson, but you didn't come to school to learn anyway. You stayed away from it. Those of us who went to school, we didn't walk out. I'm not going to say nobody thought that. Maybe somebody did, but I don't know one person I could point to. When I came into the nation in 1969, 4 days after I got back in Philadelphia from Vietnam. I got back here July 14, 1969, went to the temple July 18, 1969 to get my ex. So I'm going on what I've seen, and I haven't met a person back then, definitely haven't met none since, that would just say, Pride is God. I don't see nothing in the book that tell me fraud is God. And the person, that's not the God. Sound like the man was thinking, like his wife felt. My husband need to hear this man. This message, what he got, he can do wonders with it. And it straightened him up. Said that she said, according to Imam Muhammad, he was a drunk because of what was happening to his people. But after he heard Farag Muhammad, he straightened up. Said she gave him all the money he had in his pocket. And that would have been enough to stop there, but she said he had a dime and gave it to him. So you can imagine what times like that was. So I'm saying that to say this. Those of us that came through the Nation of Islam, we don't owe no explanation to nobody. We walked through the walls, so to speak. In those days and times, the hardship that was on black people back different than 69, but it still was a hardship in America. But with the clear message, do for self, build, we got to get back into that. We need our people to see, not just our people, we need our future for our great-great-grandchildren who some of us haven't seen and ain't going to see. They'll be here,
Allah willing. But we want to see them fall into some success rather than fall into the traps that many of our young have fallen into since the days of the Nation of Islam, let alone talking about what went on prior to the days of the Nation of Islam. So we have to see ourselves working to build, calling on those who will come forward. So I say with no hesitation, Allah's gift to us was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That language, doing for self, be yourself, stand up and be a righteous Muslim. But when we look at America, we see today we can be not just us alone, but we should strive to build, which would be a mercy to humanity. Because it's just normal when people see someone doing something that benefits, they want to try it too. Our picture to the world, not just Philadelphia or part of America or all of America, the world. Right now, like I say, the East, other than prayer, we can't see nothing that they demonstrate for humanity. You can say that the Muslims all over the world pray 5 times a day. That's a blessing. I listened to some of the brothers that learned, that are African-American, that learned overseas. They're learning to talk like other people talk that doesn't benefit us. Mm-hmm. They talk about sin. Some of the messages I go to every time that people talk, they talk about sin.
Sin and prayer.
I don't commit sins. Trust me. Know yourself. You should know if you commit sin. Then if you are, then that's between you and Allah to work it out. For me, no. When I left Vietnam, I stopped smoking. I smoked in Vietnam. Smoked a little while as a teenager here in Philadelphia before I got drafted. When I got on that plane, I smoked a little reefer in Vietnam. We're picking up bodies every day. Sometimes we needed a lightweight stabilizer. So I smoked a little reefer there. All that in. I never did pills and syrup and all that, so I didn't have to worry about that. Cursing. I cursed a little in Vietnam. I cursed more in Vietnam than I did in America, but I didn't like it at all. But I got on that plane, and none of that went with me. Left it there. One brother told me, he offered me a pill. I asked him, I don't take pills. I never took no pill. He said, well, this will work for you getting ready to fly home. I said, well, what can it do? He said, well, you know, you just have to be careful. You might get up and want to go off out the door. I said, you keep your pill.
Sure, that was
And maybe it, he thought it was going to put me to sleep. He said, but it could make you get up and walk to the door and open the door up in the air. I'm up in the air going, no, man, I don't never use no pill anyway. But my point is, I know my errors. And I say that to say, not Wally Bilal, even though I'm talking for Wally Bilal. Every human being know their sins. That's between them and Allah. If they go to Allah enough, they'll know one day they ain't committing no sins. I ain't robbing nobody. I mean, there's a lot of things. I ain't lusting nobody's wife. And if I don't have a wife one day, I'll be looking for another wife. I ain't doing the things that we're not supposed to do. But they come and teach us with all the Arabic about sins. They're talking to themselves, I believe. Yeah, they're talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Because something wrong, why are you talking? In other words, what do we need to hear? How to build a better life, how to make our masjids more fruitful, not just put a lot of money into the masjid, but make it more fruitful where it is inviting, and it is inviting for more growth. The temples was about more growth. Once upon a time, we had one temple in Philadelphia, and that moved from one street to another street. That's right up the street from the plant. Y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Bailey Street. Yeah, first one. Malcolm was there. Imam Muhammad was there. And Jeremiah. Yeah. Yeah, and there was one other brother. I always forget his name that was in and out. But Malcolm was one of the major ones back then, and Imam Muhammad was there, major. He was sent to Philadelphia to be the minister there. You know what I mean? For some time, some of the pioneers will talk about how they used to cook their meals and serve them and everything. You know? Some of the younger brothers, close to my age, a little younger than me, will talk about how he used to go to the barbershop, the neighborhood barbershop, and see Malcolm and Imam Muhammad, and they're getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that history is there.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, you can easily tell them. You know what I mean? So, but my point is this. We had a gift. That's our gift. We just like the people in the day, not equaling them with Prophet Muhammad, but in the sense of having a being, a human being in your life that helped direct you to Allah, that's a blessing. Then, they come in there with their Arabic and they want to talk to us about sins and about prayer. I pray 5 times a day, every day at least, just 1969. Learned an orientation class. Didn't know everybody wasn't praying like that, but I learned it. Coming out of the orientation class, the way I do. And that's not bragging or boasting, but it's like we used to say in the first, brothers go out and fish. And don't go outside together and just stand out there talking to each other because you're talking to whales. Go get some fish. In other words, telling us we didn't need to be talking to each other. We need some people that didn't hear this. So a lot of times people come in and they're trying their self out on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And over how I sound. You sound like you're talking to the wrong people. That's what you sound like here. You know what I mean? We need to be talking about how to build businesses. As I said, starting off the day, people call us our neighborhoods. Food deserts, meaning they can't feed themselves. That sounds like prison. You know what I mean? The only difference is we are free to move in and out of our house. But food deserts. So we need supermarkets that's named after ours. We get this plan up? We're going to put something on it that says Bilal's Project. You know what I mean? Something on the street, we may try to get the street changed to Bilalian Street in honor of our Imam, Imam Muhammad. Not my name, yes. I'm blessed to have this name. That's the only name I've ever seen, and Imam Muhammad gave it to me without even ever meeting me, just got my history. I felt special. You know what I mean? I did. I'm extra special. You know what I mean? Because everybody was asking me, Brother Imam, when you gonna take a name? I wait in my heart. I begged Allah, oh Allah, when the man wrote that article about Bilal. Oh Allah, this is the only name. I said, I didn't want Muhammad. I didn't want, you know, none of them. They were strong, but I mean, I just, when I seen Bilal, what it was, when he wrote, we all should remember that story, when he wrote the story of Bilal in the paper back then, Bilal, I believe it was Bilal in the news at that time. When he wrote the article, I said, man, that's me, this. The man said, kill me, but don't make me your slave. All that they did to him. Hey, and that's our image, and that's what we want to do. We want to have a distinction, clear. Yes, yeah, these are the Bilalians. These are those who build the model community. These are those who are establishing wealth for their own people and others if they're worked. We ain't trying to put others there first. And I told the people that was talking about putting some money up. They wanted me to do it their way. I told them, no, I ain't going to do it their way. I have to do it this way. And if we find the money because you tried to help, we can keep you around. But if you put all the money up, we're going to put our people to work. You may have your people, but if we can find people to do what's supposed to be done, our people are going to be the ones on the job. This is no way we're going to be building what we're talking about building in our community and don't use our people. So that's we as a body across the country, many of us, we have lost that spirit to just say we're taking care of ourselves. Everybody else comes, Orientals come in town, come to our neighborhood to make money.
Everybody
come in our neighborhood and they take care of themselves.
Hispanic.
Yeah, hold on. Everybody. That's right.
And we,
that's right. So we have to do it. We have to go back to the everything that we were taught to do for self. None of that is stepping outside of the words of Allah. Take care of yourself. Save yourself. Allah says this. Save yourself and your family from the hellfire. If they are stealing, some of our young out there stealing, some of the old are stealing, or they gun trafficking, or whatever the case may be, we allow them to go into the fire. And you know, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What good is it if we ain't calling them to prayer? If we won't call our own, who are we calling? If we won't work with our own, who are we helping? So we have to have a spirit to take what Allah has blessed us with, and he's blessed us with so much. Some of us have never seen each other, but we're in love with each other because we're practicing the same faith. We came through the same doors. So we have to spread that. That has to be something that's not just limited to just a small body. And then we subtly, not meaning to, but subtly sell out by giving it to someone else. Yeah, people used to ask me when I first started the investment plan. I haven't done it in a while. I didn't go far with it. They said, well, you got here, you wanted from African Americans, descendants of slaves. Can I? Caucasian. One time, Hispanic. He looked Hispanic. He could have been Oriental. Well, can I? I mean, I'm not an African American. Yeah, you can invest. Only one difference. When we put you, the reward for investing was, as we build monies, was to put the person that invested in business, lend them the money to go in business, buy property, whatever the case, whatever it takes. When we come to that amount of profits that we're making that we can put somebody in business, we'll put those who invested because they're the ones that helped us get to that point. But Caucasian, I told them, yeah, you can get exactly the same thing. We'll put you in business. The only difference? You got to do your business in your people in your own neighborhood. So we can't help them build, and that ain't, you know, that's just doing for self. If we can get back to that, really doing for self, our young might never ever kill another person. We weren't killing each other back in the day, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad caused us to not have that hatred with each other. He taught us to love each other. That's right. That's right. You might have found more hate, which I'm not saying you did, but you might have found more hate for each other in the church than you would find in the temples. You know what I mean? And now, of course, you touch one of our sisters or one of our brothers, you're gonna get punished. But that's not hate. That's what. You know what I mean? That's all that was. You know what I mean? And that gave us a good name around the country. But the thing we have to do most importantly is gain the respect. We got the support of Allah. The only thing we are not doing now is working together. Allah is supporting us in Islam. We are strong as any other community. Where we don't have the money, you match somebody with us, we're just as strong as them. And in some cases, we're stronger than ones, as strong as those who have money.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be able to build as fast as they can, but we have the same respect, the same love that Allah wants us to have. So there's no reason for us to accept, you know what I mean, to think that we tie with hands with others. We've proved it for 400 years that it didn't work. And we tie hands with others. We ain't got nothing to prove to ourselves that says we're going to be successful in that because we tie in with others. No. We want others to be there. But when we're building our project, it has to be our project. And it has to be a governance over it that it supports our people. We can leave room for others, no question. But don't forget yourself. Let's take a PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The entrance of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage you to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24 hours streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9899 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Once again, Nate, thank you very much. Again, this is Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do for Self. And we want to continue where we were at and going forward. The humanity as a whole, this is what we all have to see and what we have to show our people. The humanity as a whole have a private line with God himself, with Allah. And what I mean by that, nobody can give a person anything unless Allah allows it.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get our people to see, just work with yourself. Don't mean don't hate nobody. Don't waste time with that. But work with yourself. Don't keep the habit. Everybody got something better than ours. I feel just as good as I think anybody else should when I walk down the street, and I thank God I got that from my father. He was a believer in God, no question, and he instilled in me a type of love for caring for yourself and respecting yourself, the way you carry yourself, that it was easy when I joined the Nation of Islam to practice what was there. Because I'd lived it already, not the Islam I didn't know I was living in the Islam such as reading directly from the Quran. But service to God is the same. If you live to be right, you want to be right, you want to do the right thing, and you give yourself to him in prayer, what can you get but his answer? It doesn't make a difference to me. If they're Christian, if they're Jews, if they're Muslims, I'll even sit and talk to an atheist. Because most atheists, especially among us, they only there because they don't understand. You really sit and talk with them, they'll say, well, yeah, I know I was created by some. But, you know, in other words, they're looking at their life as down and out. But the question is, what did you do? What did you do for yourself? If everything comes the way it should come, anything someone else can get of good, we can get the same thing. We have to believe that. We have to know that Allah is with us just as much as he with anyone else. We need to reach out and talk more to each other in the sense of how do we build. I don't know why anybody would not want to have a business for them. That's since I was a little boy. My father had an auto mechanic shop. I remember when I got my first car, bought my own first car. And one day the dry shaft fell out on Broad Street here in Philadelphia, Gordon Gerard. and I don't remember the auto store, but my father had a kind of, his shop wasn't too far, so they had an agreement. I can go buy stuff there and get the same discount or whatever. And my drive shaft fell off, and I called my father and told him, "Dad, I want to call somebody to fix it. Who should I call?" He told me he would disown me if I called somebody. He said, "I got a shop a few blocks away. Go around the corner. I mean, go up the street, the Broad, Gerard Avenue." And I forget the name of the people now that auto store it was. And I was able to get what I needed and get the discount. And by the time I got back out there, my father and one of his brothers was there to pull my car to their shop, which was only about five blocks. And he told me he'd disown me if I didn't get up under there and fix it myself. And where he got a whole shop, and I want to pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah,
I didn't know it as a little, you know, youngster. I was about, I think I just turned 16, 17, something like that. So it was a thing. And all our lives, me and my brothers and I, we've had some type of business in the family. And my father was behind much of it, if not the front person. So, you know, it's just, why don't all of our families have business of some type? And it don't have to be selling of things. Some people, business should be, they're qualified to teach, to tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Help teach a couple of dollars, whatever the case is. But in time, somebody out of that becomes a full-paid educator if we were opening up a educational facility or a school. In other words, it has to be a way to help our own community with what we do individually. What do I do best, and how can I contribute it? And not always as charity. Sometimes it can be charity because I'm doing well enough. But sometimes it has to be a dollar sign on it. And sometimes you got to run into people that don't want to pay anything. But they can pay. Well, those kind of people we have to kind of leave alone. You know what I mean? They got it but don't want to share it. You know what I mean? But if it's a thing, look at our university, our first University of Islam in the nation. Our first University of Islam, all the teachers were volunteers. Many of them had their own children, or they had another family's children in while that family went to work, and it wasn't no money made. You know, I think really they started getting paid when the first Sister Clara Muhammad school started opening. The real pay started happening. But prior to that, the University of Islam, for some of them, not all of them, but for some, the majority of the teachers did not get paid. So, but it benefited because look how many children or how many young adults or adults today we know in the area that were students at the school. Never went to a elementary school anywhere else. Went right at the University of Islam, and maybe they had to go to a public school for high school. But we were benefiting. That's where we got to restart. Where's the energy for doing for self? No one gonna give us nothing. God has put everything there for us. Everything. Anything that we need, we got it just like anybody else got it. And if we can just believe, we could do the job just as good as anybody else. If we can believe that, then we'll build up our businesses by just supporting our people. I've seen people say, "I ain't going in. I don't like the way she talks." Well, talk to her. Tell her that, you know, I support you, sister, because you're one of my people. And she might tell you to get the so-and-so out of here, but at least tell her what you feel. You tell enough people that she'll realize when business gets real bad that it's her mouth that got it that way. But if you tell her, maybe she'll take the word and correct it. But we go to other people, and they don't even care for us. But we give them all our money. We don't question them. We need to have, with the Bilal's Inc., the halal industry's goal, once we have the plant making profit and we could take that profit and put it and invest in our own people, we want every 10-block square to have a number of our stores. When my family had dry cleaners, Miss Dry Cleaners here in Philadelphia, we was all over the city. With drop stores that belonged to my brothers and sisters, I was in Vietnam when they first got it started. But when I came home, it lasts a long time. You know what I mean? So business is a piece that we have to survive. Those who are qualified, if they're in qualification, don't mean just your skill. Are you honest? As I say about halal, halal is not just food on the table. How about you? Are you halal? If you're halal, you're going to do right by people. You're not stealing from people. You're not cheating people. You're not burning people. And, of course, we would like to think no Muslim would do that. It would be deceiving ourselves because there was a period of time that many of us went to jail for doing something or almost went to jail for doing something. And we were good Muslims. You know what I mean? But the track wasn't looking so good, and we wind up stepping across it. So today we need to just be finding ourselves in every business that we can afford to do, giving jobs to our young so that they don't lose out, you know what I mean, and benefit from it. And know for a fact that's what Allah wants for us. If he wanted for anybody else, he wanted for us too. There's not a people, not a people that Allah is holding back. The person, the family, the group, they're holding themselves back. Whether it's because they don't know the people in the part of the land they live in, or whether it's just that they think, like too many of us did for too many years, think everybody else's business would do better than our business. Everybody's ice is cold in our eyes, in other words. So we have to look at that and see a difference. So humanity needs to do things that fit with, and I'm saying humanity now, speaking of every section of us, that fit into what is the goal that Allah laid out for us. And that is to follow the suit of being the mercy to humanity. Being a mercy to humanity means just that, to see yourself succeeding. And in your success, you're not just succeeding in the earth. You're succeeding with Allah because people are following your model. They like what you're doing. They see you could do good, they could do good.
Mm-hmm.
They see you benefit, they know that they could benefit.
How they did with the nation.
That's exactly how we did.
Everything we did.
That's right.
Dress.
That's right.
Contract,
the churches and all of them. That's right. And that was all over the country, that those things took place to show that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a gift to us from Allah. And we all pray. I say in many of my prayers, if not every one of them, may Allah bless Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad and Iman Muhammad. And there's others I named too that I've run across that did good work. Amen. But we got to make the change in the earth because we live here. I mean, something's blocking your doorway, you got to move it.
Mm-hmm.
Something got your car not moving, you got to get it fixed, whatever the case may be. So it's the same thing with building a strong community. We got to do it. We can do it. We have no problem doing it. We just have to believe it. We just have to work it and go from there. So I see we're down to our last 5 minutes. I don't see any hands up. I apologize for not always saying it as many times as I could. But I'm going to give the mic back to Nate so he'll close out with the comments that we have or with the information.
Yeah.
And next week, if you please go along, we'll see each other. Let's go on and see a hand just went up. I'm going to turn on the mic right quick for 810-399. The mic is on.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Iman, and Bilal, and to the AM360 family. This is the Preeta Hadi, Abdul Hadi, calling from Flint, Michigan. And I have to chime in. I mean, a number of things that you've mentioned in your program this evening, and I certainly have enjoyed it immensely. I mean, sitting here and I'm writing out some things for myself for a meeting, and you're saying a lot of what is in my mind right now. It's responding. I'm like, well, I just want to step in and say alhamdulillah and keep up the great work, Brother Imam. We appreciate you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, my sister. Thank you, my son.
Hi, Nate.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self with your hosts, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Mohammed. The interest of Bilal's Inc. Is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic by doing for self, to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-194197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you again.
Thank you, Brother Nate.
P.S.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation.